State administration is now in session. The first bill, actually it's a resolution, will be by Senator Moss, SJR 25. Senator Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of state administration. It's good to be before your committee once again. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Linda Moss, and I represent Senate District 25, which is downtown Billings. And members of the committee, I'm here this afternoon bringing to you Senate Joint Resolution 25, which is a resolution that extends condolences from Montana to the citizens of Japan. And members of the committee, I think you're all aware of, through the media, newspapers, television, radio, the tragedies in Japan because of the devastating earthquake March 27th and the record tsunami and the consequent destruction and human tragedies. So members of the committee, this is, I think, an opportunity for us as senators and House members to extend our condolences as the Montana legislature to our friends and citizens in Japan. And Montana has had a long relationship with Japan over the years. And members of the committee, every day we walk past the statues of Mike and Maureen Mansfield, and on the plaque it says, "Together they did their best for Montana, the nation, and the world." And I think this resolution in some ways is in honor of those words, that we can extend our condolences and thoughts to people in Japan that have had this tragedy affect them. And I just thought I'd sort of share with you some of the things that have been happening too. And I just updated this the other day, but there are almost 30,000 people missing. There are almost 17,000 people that they're looking for right now. There are almost 200,000 people living in 2,000 evacuation centers in Japan. 90%, although 90% of the region's mainland sea and air routes are open, there's still a lot of issues that are affecting people in Japan, members of the committee. I know that there are almost 200,000 households, almost 500,000 people that don't have electricity. Another 330,000 households are without gas supplies, and they have been maintaining better water availability in Japan, but almost 400,000 households are still without water in the nine prefecture. And we are all aware, too, of the radioactive water that they're finding in and outside the reactors. And so there are international teams that are coming together to address this this emergency situation. There's a lot of United States aid that's going on, and I have reports about that. And there's a tremendous support from the philanthropic communities, not only in the United States, but also in our region, from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're pledging $1 million. Starbucks is providing about $1.2 million in aid. The Red Cross is providing aid. Wells Fargo, Weyerhaeuser Community Fund is providing some additional support. Members of the committee, I haven't found out any information yet about the aid that some of our Montana foundations and donors are providing, but members of the committee, I ask for your support of this important resolution. I know many of you signed the bill, and I thank you for that, and I'm happy to answer any questions, and I'll step aside. And
how many proponents do we have? Thank you. How many opponents? Informational witnesses. The one proponent.
Court Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, with the Montana Department of Agriculture. Japan has been our major agricultural buyer for generations. Many people in my department work closely with our Japanese counterparts and their trade teams. We just want to join and support this resolution, offering our condolences to our friends and colleagues and their families. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? There being none, questions from the committee? Because there's no opponents or informational witnesses.
May I ask a question of the sponsor, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Mulberry.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Moss, I signed this very, very willingly, but it hadn't occurred to me that the passage of this resolution, does that maybe facilitate the opportunity to approach some of our larger Montana corporations for some monetary donations? I'm thinking of Washington Corp.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Mulberry, that's an excellent idea, and I think we can send a copy of our resolution to some of those major philanthropic organizations in our state and encourage them to support their colleagues across the nation who are providing this support and aid.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further questions from the committee? There being none, would you like to close, Senator Moss?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, it's always great to be here before your committee, and I would appreciate your support of this important resolution so that we can move it forward and get it to the appropriate agencies. So thank you.
Thank you very much for coming, ma'am. That closes the hearing on Senate Joint Resolution
25.
Took the words out of my mouth. Before going on, I have a letter here from Representative David Howard in regard to HB 483, which related to the commissioner on political practices and its interaction with the Canyon Ferry Church case. It's addressed, it's dated 30 March 2011. I'm going to put this in the record. Members of Senate State Administration Committee, subject HB 483. Please reference Jennifer Hensley's letter dated March 28. And there's a misprint here, 2011. It is sad when a simple misunderstanding between Ms. Hensley, Tim Fox, and I had to be put into the letter to the committee. Please understand that the handshake agreement Ms. Hensley accused me of breaking is absolutely false and without foundation, possibly because Ms. Hensley is new, that she does not understand the legislative process we are engaged in, and obviously did not understand our agreement hinged on SB 422 passing the State Administration Committee. SB 422 failed, and the handshake deals support each other's bill with an amendment was then null and void. This is a common process we have all engaged in, and it is regrettable that the new commissioner had to put her misunderstanding in writing and cause this rebuttal. I'm sorry for this misunderstanding. If she would have sat down and talked to me, this misunderstanding could have been avoided. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. Sincerely, David Howard, Representative David Howard. That'll go on the record. We didn't have copies, and I think that was a quicker way to handle it. Now we're going to deal with in session on SR6. This is our first batch of nominations by the governor of the state of Montana to fill various boards and positions around the state. I think it's about 1,500 people. So I'm carrying the bill. I guess you're going to have to, Senator Arthon, you're going to, the resolution, Senator Arthon, you're going to have to be chairman.
All right. We'll open now on Senate Resolution number 6. Senator Shockley.
Members of the committee, I'm Jim Shockley, Senate District 45, which is the northern portion of Ravalli County. This is a resolution of Senate of the State of Montana concurring and confirming and consenting to the appointment made by the governor submitted by written communications dated Dumpty Frets. What the governor does is he nominates many people. As I say, it's memory serves me, it's about 1,500 people. What the legislature does is supposed to confirm his nominations, or that's our duty, and in most instances we do. It varies a little bit from session to session, but this committee here does the balance, most of them, but others go to other committees. For instance, those related to the judiciary would go to the judiciary. Those related to agriculture would go to agriculture. This is a list of several people here. If they were here, they could testify. If anybody wishes to comment upon any of these people or the whole mess, the whole list, where people are allowed to do that also. But having said that, everybody knows what the game plan is. I'll sit down.
Do we have any proponents?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Patty Keebler, K-E-E-B-L-E-R. I work for Governor Brian Schweitzer on board and commission appointments. And we're pleased today and thank Senator Shockley and the committee for your time in considering the appointments contained in Senate Resolution 6. There are 15 boards here, people from all across Montana. They do the people's business, and we urge your favorable consideration of for confirming these appointments. I'm available for questions if you have any. Thank you very much.
More proponents? We'll go to opponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is John Sinrud. I live in Kalispell at this point. You have on line 19 an individual by the name of Bayless Ward. He is the individual that is right now the chair of the Board of Architects. And I would respectfully request that you remove him from that list. He should be an unqualified candidate in order to actually be fair and non-judgmental in regards to the Board of Architects. I had a hearing back with him, and actually it wasn't a hearing, but there was a complaint made against me for, quote, practicing architecture without a license. I hired an attorney who happens to be in the room at this time. We went through and wrote a response in regards to the Board of Architects and Department of Labor and Industry in regards to the boards.
John, would you state your name and spell your last name, please?
S-I-N-R-U-D. First name is J-O-H-N. And I used to be a former representative from Belgrade. So with that, in 2007, I was received a letter from the department that said that I was, again, quote, practicing architecture without a license. I hired an attorney. We went through the process. And in August, there was a formal hearing. However, the interesting thing with the formal hearing is that the committee itself did not allow the individual who was under the scrutiny of the board to come and testify on their behalf. And I had had personal dealings with Mr. Ward at that time, and he should have recused himself completely and totally from the commission and from the committee, which he did not do. Along with that, at the same time, there was an individual on the exact same day that had a hearing and was had the same accusation made against them, and that individual was a former employee of my business, and that person was let go without any revocation, reprimand, or anything of that nature, and yet I was given a cease and desist order. And I think that Mr. Ward is unfit to be chairman of the committee and should be removed from this list. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sinrud. More opponents? Information witnesses? Go to questions from the committee. Senator Balliet.
Well, first of all, Mr. Chairman, just to make sure we're all on the same page, the sponsor of the bill said the legislature deals with these appointments, and it's actually just the Senate. It's not the full legislature. And then, Mr. Chairman, I don't know how we're going to work this. I think Senator Wittig wanted to ask some questions.
Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Yes, Mr. Shockley.
There's a little known procedure that I've used over the years. A person who is a member of the legislature but not a member of this committee may sit on the committee and ask questions with the permission of the president or, in the case of the House, the speaker. And that person can't vote, but they can ask questions. And I think that's what Senator Wittig is here for.
Senator Jim.
I object, Mr. Chairman. I want a rule citation on that, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I would have a moment to confer with another staff member about that, because I'm not aware of that particular rule, so I'll want to check.
Let's take a 5-minute recess.
We might be able to resolve this without a need, because Bayless Ward isn't here anyway. And so can we ask some other questions of you, Rachel? Maybe we can know what procedure to use here.
We're in recess, but if Mr. Ward, is that the fellow's name? Yeah, if he's not here, then
right.
I think he's going to be asking questions. So
right.
There's no question.
Right. Can we ask Rachel a question?
Okay, I'm going to call this back to order. Go ahead, Senator Shockley.
Okay. Carrying on the conversation, Mr. Chairman, it looks like there's nobody here to question, so it's a moot point.
Senator Balliot.
Well, I just want to ask Rachel what the procedure is. I'm guessing somebody who had an interest in this probably should have segregated Mr. Ward from the rest of the nominations and a separate resolution be done there. At this point, is there any recourse if someone wants to segregate and
Mr. Chairman, Senator Balliot, rule in Chapter 7 of the Senate rules, and it's Senate Rule 70-30, which provides the process for the nominations. It's subsection 3A. If a senator wishes to have an individual nominee or group of nominees considered by the Senate separately from the group of nominees recommended by the committee, the senator may request the chair of the committee that the nominee or nominees be considered by separate resolution. And that's any senator. It's not just a senator that's a member of this committee. The senator shall request separate consideration of a nominee within 3 days of the receipt of the preliminary standing committee report, and the committee chair shall honor this request. And then if that request were made, then this committee would want to amend Senate Resolution 6 to remove the names of any nominees who are segregated.
So Rachel, if Senator Wittig chooses to do that, can he make that request here? And I fully suspect that the reason Mr. Ward's not here is because he didn't know he was going to be segregated or questioned. So there's no poor reflection on Mr. Ward. But if someone wants to do that, is that his ability to request?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the rules don't provide for a specific method of request. So absent that, I mean, a request made on the record is probably sufficient, but I would also suggest that maybe something in writing to put in the committee minutes, or so at least a request in writing to the committee chair, and then the committee chair can request another bill draft.
Senator Shockley.
Mr. Chairman, the President has said that if anybody, and Senator Wittig is aware of this, we'll just get a letter from Senator Wittig if he wishes to segregate Mr. Ward or anybody else, and that will take place. And as you said, that can be now, any time between now and when I sign the committee report, or within 3 days of my signing the committee report. I probably won't sign it till tomorrow. And as for just a little bit more on procedure, all of these names go to the floor. They go to the floor with do concur or do not concur, but they can't be deleted from the list. They all go to the floor. It's just whether they go with a do or do not concur.
Senator Balliot.
Well, I just have one question for Ms. Keebler.
Mr. Chairman,
Ms. Keebler, my recollection is last session when you appeared before the committee that there was some sort of a promise, Ms. Keebler, that you would bring some of those chocolate chip cookies that they always make.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Balliot, I'm really not a very good baker. I could perhaps bring you Keebler cookies from the store.
That'll work. Thank you.
So Rachel, if Senator Wittig wanted to segregate this name from the list, he could do it himself in writing.
I think on the record, see, we're trying to keep the records, make it easy for the president to handle. This is more of a convenience to the president. So if the Senator Wittig would accommodate us. Thank you.
Senator Mowbray.
Segregating now, does that remove an individual from the gross list here, this grand list? And then how does that work with the do concur? That, does that then become two lists?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Mowbray, that is why if you are going to segregate one or more of these nominees, this resolution would need to be amended to remove the nominee or nominees, and that person or person's names will appear in subsequent resolutions on their own or on their own specific group. So you would need to amend SR6 if there's going to be a segregation.
And that removes the name from the list completely, is that right?
No. Mr. Chairman, Senator Mowbray, it would only remove it from this resolution, but that name would appear on a separate resolution. In this case, a separate resolution just for that particular nominee.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
Senator Wendy Boy.
Mr. Vice Chairman, which one? Sorry about being out of the room, but which one is in concern?
Bayless Ward, number 19, line 19, out of Bozeman. Are there any other questions from the committee? Not this hearing closes on Senate Resolution Number 6.
I have a question before you close. I think he's got a chance to close anyway.
That's okay.
Before he... Mr. Chairman, before he does his
close... Oh, sorry. I forgot.
I want to close.
I'm I'm back to the beginning. Go ahead and close, Senator Zach.
To clarify this for Senator Mowbray, what we'll do is, because Senator Wittig has moved to segregate somebody, there'll be a different document with this gentleman's name on it, Mr. Bayless Ward, and we'll vote do concur or do not concur on that individual, and then the bulk of the people will vote do or do not concur. Normally, I've never seen it any other way, the bulk of the people, the long list, will be concurred in, and the other one may or may not be concurred in. In fact, I think Senator Wendy Boy did this last time, so...
Hearing is closed on Senate Resolution Number 6, officially.
Yeah. Well, we can't do it on SJR.
Can we move a due pass on SJR 25?
Yeah. This is
We can do an amendment.
We can do that.
We should do that, in fact.
Go ahead. Senator Mowbray?
I'm wondering if it would be appropriate to do a due pass on SJR 25.
Yes, we'll be in executive session in SJR 25. Do I hear a due pass? Oh, okay. Due pass. Discussion on SJR.
Due pass on SJR 25.
Due pass on SJR 25. Discussion, Senator Arthur.
Well, being a farmer and sending a little wheat over there, I think we should do this. It'd be the least we could do. So, thank you.
Question.
Question's been called. I think we can do a voice vote.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Nays. I hear no nays. How does Senator Jones vote? It makes it unanimous. SDR.
You're doing the proxy for Lou now, huh? That's not a bad deal. Senator Jones votes aye by proxy.
Thank you. That makes it unanimous. Senator Balliet, you have a suggestion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think probably in order to expedite things, we should make a motion on SR6, and then we should do the amendment to segregate the one gentleman, and then we could actually go on at that point and do the rest of it, of SR6, and we'll take up the other gentleman when his separate resolution is before us.
Yes, that's exactly what we can do, and that would be, we can do it any time within 3 hours, 3 days of me signing the report, but that would be a quicker way to do it.
Mr. So, Chairman, I have a question for parliamentary when I get a chance.
Let Senator Balliet, are you finished, Senator Balliet?
Well, I was just going to make move SR6, but...
Well, let's hear what Senator Wendy Boy has to say. Senator Wendy Boy.
I guess I was thinking back of 2 years when we'd done this. Wasn't there a notice that went out to the individual that was in question to give him a chance to come before?
Senator Wendy Boy, that's my recollection, too. Rachel, do you remember the rules on that? In other words, if we're segregating somebody, then he gets notice that we have been segregated. He has been segregated. And then we have another hearing on him,
yep,
which gives the gentleman an opportunity to show up. That's my understanding.
Yep.
Right. Seems fair.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
When it comes to election laws, Senator Wendy Boy is quite the expert.
Just from experience, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I knew.
Mr. Chairman, so I would like to then go ahead and move do pass on Senate resolution.
Let's let Rachel confirm this. Let's don't rush ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the rules, your Senate rules do not provide for that kind of notice. It doesn't forbid it, obviously. So if you were to segregate a nominee, you can certainly have another hearing on that particular nominee with appropriate notice.
Well, as I recall, that's the way we did it last time. And if there's no prohibition, we certainly want to be fair. I can't imagine not giving the gentleman an opportunity to show. So we're going to segregate. I think we can take it that Senator Wittig has moved to segregate Mr. Bayless Ward, which is line 19 on page 1. Yeah, and he's also signed a handwritten letter. You don't see these much anymore. Asking for that to take place. So the motion's been made. It's a motion that has to be granted.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, we have a move. Do pass on Senate Resolution Number 6, and I do that. Okay. And then, Mr. Chairman, I'll move an amendment to Senate Resolution Number 6, striking line 19. And I know that what that'll mean is we'll have a separate resolution for Mr. Ward, and it'll be at a subsequent hearing, and he'll have an opportunity to come. And
I think a better motion would be to segregate Mr. Bayless Ward, found at line 19 on page 1.
Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, segregation is not a motion. It's just an absolute right of a senator.
True.
And so we don't...
Yeah, I'll just order.
I'm just trying to get the resolution before us in a proper format so we can move forward on it. And so that's why I'm just making the motion to strike line 19.
And have Mr. Bayless's name put on a separate document called Senate Resolution, whatever's next in order. Is that
right.
True?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Question?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How does Senator Lou Jones vote?
Senator Jones voted aye by proxy.
That makes it unanimous.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Resolution 6 as amended.
Discussion on Senate Resolution as amended. That's without Mr. Ward. Question's been called. All in favor, say aye.
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 Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Jones, how does he vote? Senator
aye
Jones.
By proxy.
What that means is we've concurred in the governor's nominations on Senate Resolution Number 6, with the exception of Mr. Ward, who will consider it at another time. I would like Ms. Kriebler to provide us with the name and address of Mr. Kriebler. Or would you
Mr.
take
Ward.
The
Ward.
No, Mr. Ward. Or could you just, Ms. Kiebler, would you come up to the...
Mr. Kiebler lives in a tree trunk.
Go back to cookies.
I'm sorry. Patty, I'm sorry. Would you just take the initiative? Could you call Mr. Ward and tell us if he would like a time? And we meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, we're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm sorry.
Whichever comes first.
Throwing him a curve.
Maybe that's why I have a hard time getting a quorum, but Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
No wonder we're so messed up.
Monday, Wednesday, and Wednesday, and Friday.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to.
Okay, and give us a day next week that he could make it. Okay? Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to state for the record that Just because Mr. Ward has been segregated, that's no negative reflection on Mr. Ward. And my experience in the past is that even the names that are segregated tend to get approved anyway, so.
I think I've seen one come out of here that wasn't. I really don't remember, but thank you very much. Senator Mulberry, you had a comment?
Yeah, when you've got someone that takes the time to come up and testify, which is not a very pleasant experience against someone, doesn't that give you some pause on the nominee? I don't know this question.
Well, it might, but I think until we hear the other side of the argument, shouldn't be thinking. I knew this morning that my friend John Sinrod was going to show up, but I mean, we need to give the other gentleman an opportunity to show.
I agree. And then is there a follow-up after that, or is it just one argument, then the other argument, then the
issue? Well, we'll just have a hearing, and he may talk, or Mr. Sinrod or anybody else may talk, and then we'll decide whether we concur with the governor in his appointment of Mr. Ward, which he'll be on a separate resolution, just all by his lonesome.
Right. I understand that. So does Mr. Sinrod then or the public get notification of this follow-up hearing then? So if anybody else might have comments, either in support or opposing this nominee, they have a chance to speak?
It'll show up as Senate resolution next in order on the you know, the computer stuff, the web. And the same way Mr. Sinrod found out about this hearing and came in today, he may find out about any subsequent hearing. You see what I mean? But Mr. Sinrod is obviously interested in this and watching this. We can't be sure that Mr. Ward is, you know, if I was on the list, I wouldn't be checking it out. So Ms. Keebler will make sure that he has actual notice.
Right, good. Okay, thank you.
Senator Wendy Boy.
And usually it's everyone is innocent until proven guilty, but where I come from, you're guilty until proven innocent.
I remember that last hearing, yeah. There being no further questions, we're adjourned. There being no further questions, we're adjourned.